This is Galesburg's Evening News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
541, I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Anytime we can talk about some good things happening in the area, we of course like to do that, including a possible new outdoor pool coming to Monmouth, thanks in part to the Warren County YMCA and their executive director, Sam Brooks, joins me on the line right now to talk about that. Sam, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
No problem, Will. Glad to help, and glad you called me.
Absolutely. Very glad to have you, for sure. Now, I know that the city of Monmouth already has an outdoor pool, but I get the impression that this one might be better than that.
Well, we're sure hopes it'll be newer, for sure. That's one thing that'll happen. But yeah, the city pool in its current repair is aging, Will, and mm-hmm. And it's really time for our community to have a new pool, and we feel like that we can offer that experience for our community.
Talk about the process that has led up to now. I imagine it was probably just more than knowing that that the Citizens Lake pool probably wasn't in the best of shape and kind of fallen into disrepair. Was that really the only reason, or was there a little more thought into that than that?
Well, yeah, of course, there was more thought into it. We were, we being the YMCA, was approached by a foundation that we have in town that is just does fantastic things for our community.
The Pattee Foundation, correct?
Yes, sir, the Pattee Foundation. And they just do great things. And they approached the Y, and they had, obviously, you know, being residents here, they'd seen that the current municipal pool was failing structurally and needed a ton of repair, was really not in the most desirable of locations, conducive, you know, for kids to get over to it via bicycle or walking, wherever the case may be. And they wanted to bring something good to the community. And they approached the Y, and I'm very humbled that they saw the Y as the organization that could own and operate this thing. So that's kind of how it all came about. They're kind of a vision from that foundation, and then the Y taking that vision, turning it into reality.
Now, I think you might be underselling the importance of the Pattee Foundation here from what I've been reading, Sam. They've put up a considerable amount of money to make this happen, right?
They did. They are going to give the YMCA a grant or gift of $3 million.
Wow.
To purchase and to build the pool. They've also granted us some money to purchase the property that it's going to be on, which included demolition and site work and all that other kind of stuff. Underselling is right, Will. It's really hard to really give enough kudos to what that Pattee Foundation does for our community, and they've definitely been huge supporters of the Y, and this is just yet another example of that.
Yeah, and they're amazing supporters of the region and the community, that is for sure. So I don't normally think of a YMCA when I think of an outdoor pool. Has this been done in other areas and successfully so?
It's relatively rare, okay. Especially Midwest. You might find it more on the West Coast a little more often, or, you know, the South, the southern states, you might find it a little more, but it is kind of rare to have an outdoor pool being a YMCA. Now, I say that, and just 50 miles down 74, you're into Peoria, and the Peoria YMCA has an outdoor pool. But they don't have an indoor pool, so that's their only pool that they have. But in terms of what we are going to be offering, you're right. It's kind of a unique thing, especially for our area.
Yeah, for sure. And you already have an indoor pool, correct?
Yeah, we have a 25-meter, 6-lane pool that does all of our swim lessons and open swim and fitness classes and swim team and things of that nature. And we'll also be able to do that with this new outdoor pool, offer the same type of things outdoors during the summer.
Similar in terms of dimensions and things like that, too?
Yeah. We will definitely have a section up that will be, again, the 25-meter six-lane. It'll also have a zero-depth entry for like the younger kids especially. It goes in from zero up to almost 4.5 feet, and then that's when it would then lead into the bigger swimming area. We'll have a place for diving board, maybe a platform kids can jump off of, potentially a couple of water slides, and just all kinds of neat things.
Yeah, it sounds like it's really going to be pretty cool, and I imagine state-of-the-art too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm working with a company now out of Platteville, Wisconsin, called Burbach Aquatics. The reason why we chose to go with them is they kind of specialize in building municipal pools in smaller communities. When budget is a factor, and although $3 million is an incredibly generous gift, you know, when you're talking building an outdoor water area, water park, pool area, that stretches that $3 million pretty quickly, and they specialize in that. So, yes, everything we do with the amenities, the structure, the mechanicals, the bathhouses, locker rooms, things of that nature will all be very current and state of the art.
Great. And I was reading in regards to this that this pool is going to be across the street, essentially, from where the Warren County Y is on Harlem Avenue. How do you expect that to work with kind of two separate operations, you know, next door but across the street from each other?
Sure. Well, we think it's going to be pretty seamless. I'm sure we'll have some hiccups along the way trying to figure things out. But our computer programming that we use and our web-based membership database that we use will help it to be pretty seamless in terms of tracking, in terms of usage and payments and things of that nature. I think that'll be fairly seamless. And of course, as we're getting used to the new things, I'm sure there might be some hiccups along the way. But in terms of kind of having, even though we are one organization, two separate locations, you know, we have a little program area down in Roseville in there in the old elementary school,
right?
And you know, kind of works the same way down there. It's relatively seamless, so we don't anticipate really any issues with that.
Any security concerns or anything like that, or will that be addressed too as you go along here?
Oh, it'll be addressed. I mean, the entire pool have a sizable fence around the entire perimeter. You know, of course, you know, it won't have barbed wire across the top or anything like that. So I mean, you know, I suppose there could be shenanigans if need to. But in terms of just everyday safety, that'll happen. We definitely are going to be working with the city of Monmouth on some crosswalks and stop signs and things of that nature. So kids going back and forth from the Y to the pool or the pool to the Y. We're definitely working with the city on that. City's very interested in safety, as we are in that regard.
So, and they're also helping provide you with some funding, too, here, correct?
You bet. You know, the city is really wanting to be a good partner to the community on this, and they're going to be providing the YMCA $20,000 a year for the next 10 years.
Great.
To go towards the operation, whether that be capital or deficit reduction help or whatever the case may be. And they're also going to help us with our water utility as well at the pool site, and that's their commitment to the community, saying, you know, because this is a community pool, it's not just for Y members, it is for the entire community, and that's their commitment, saying, hey, we still want to be a part of this, and we want to help, and this is what we're willing to do. So very, very fortunate to be a partner with them.
Absolutely. Before I run out of time, Sam, talk a little bit about timeline. Again, you're still, like, as I you said, doing some demolition and cleanup work and things like that. How soon do you hope to have things up and running?
Well, Will, that's a $64,000 question. Hopefully.
I think it's kind of a $3 million question, isn't it?
Well, I guess you're right. I guess you're right there. Hopefully, we will be able to start digging a hole midsummer this summer, and if we can get that pulled off, then we should be open for business for next swim season of 2019. Of course, the things, you know, you have to wait on with the biggest wait, I think, is going to be with the Illinois Department of Public Health. You know, a lot of times they hurry up and wait on some things, and that'll be probably the thing we are going to have to wait for the longest. But once the demo is done and complete, the next step will be coming in and doing some soil testing, which will determine the type of surface the pool is going to be on, the walls and the floor. And once we have that identified, then we can really start ramping up the progress and the speed of this. But right now, I think, Will, all of that is probably 3 weeks away before we know that. And then once that happens, I think we'll be able to really get some good plans laid out and really get this thing going.
All right. If anybody wants to, I imagine you can always use a few more bucks toward this or other things going on at the Warren County Y. So how can folks help if they want to?
Absolutely. If anybody wants to be a part of this and wants to contribute to the cause, I'll have to contact the YMCA and contact and ask for me, and I'll be happy to walk you through anything. We already had some people say, you know, we'd like to do some memorials, maybe some memorial. We might have some memorial benches and some things of that nature, or, you know, hey, I want the slide to be named after my business or things of that nature. And, Well, we're open to all that type of stuff. So just give me a call to Warren County YMCA, and we'll be happy to walk you through that.
All right. Warren County YMCA Executive Director Sam Brooks, thank you so much once again, and best wishes going forward here. Best of luck with this, and keep us posted as to how things are going.
I will. Thanks, Will, for your time. I appreciate the phone call.